The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon and welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community. Your host is Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. This hour is designed to inspire, inform, and to help you live better with cancer. Now, here's your host, Kim Tibaldo.
Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer, an internet radio show that focuses on informing and inspiring people to live well with cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. The Wellness Community and Gilda's Club have united to become the Cancer Support Community, the largest provider of cancer support in the U.S. and around the world. Our services are offered at over 100 locations worldwide and online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. On today's show, which is being brought to you in part by Amgen and Genentech, we'll be talking about an initiative that the Cancer Support Community is proud to be a part of this year, Lee National Denim Day. Denim Day is an event that's dedicated to the fight against breast cancer. And since this month, October, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there's no better time to talk about this than right now. So to put our discussion into perspective, let's take a look at a few quick facts. We know that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. We know that one person is diagnosed with breast cancer every 3 minutes in the United States, and there are now over 2.5 million breast cancer survivors in the U.S. today. So in the next hour, you'll learn how easy it is to raise millions of dollars for breast cancer research and support services simply by wearing your favorite pair of jeans and donating just $5. Before we introduce our guests, let's take a step back and talk about what Denim Day is and how the cancer support community became involved this year. Lee National Denim Day is an initiative that encourages groups of people, different groups of people, companies, schools, groups of family or friends, to go casual for a cause and wear jeans for one day in October. Participants in Denim Day are asked to contribute just $5 to the fight against breast cancer in exchange for the opportunity to wear jeans to work or to school. The funds raised by Denim Day have traditionally benefited cancer research through the Women's Cancer Programs of the Entertainment Industry Foundation, and we're going to hear more about that today. But Lee also recognizes that people facing cancer, a breast cancer diagnosis today, are in need of support right now. That is why earlier this year we were so pleased that Lee asked the cancer support community to join them as a community partner in this effort. And so we are so proud to join Lee and to join the Entertainment Industry Foundation in support of Denim Day 2010. So as you can imagine, it takes many people to ensure that Denim Day is a success, and we're so thrilled that three of them are here with us today to talk about how this initiative began, why it is such a worthy cause, and how it is easy for you, all of you listening today, to personally make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. First, we have Nancy White. Nancy is the manager of marketing services for Lee Jeans. Nancy has been managing the Denim Day Initiative for Lee for 10 years now. She'll be sharing a little more about the history of the program and what it has achieved over the past 15 years. Thanks for being here, Nancy.
Thank you.
We're also here with Craig Sitchie. He is the program officer with the Entertainment Industry Foundation, a research beneficiary of Lee Denim Day. Craig is here today to tell us about how some of the funds raised from Lee National Denim Day benefit breast cancer research programs across the country. Welcome, Craig.
Thanks, Kim.
And lastly, we're pleased to welcome Lauren Boniface, a member of the Cancer Support Community's Young Leadership Council in New York City. Lauren is here to talk about the YLC's involvement in Lee Denim Day this year and how she was able to rally the support of her coworkers and become a team leader at her own company. Lauren, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kim.
Well, we've got a lot to cover on the show today. We're going to jump in. I'm going to start with you, Nancy. Why don't you tell us what prompted Lee to start Denim Day now 15 years ago?
Okay. Lee National Denim Day was actually born out of a group lunch. There were about 8 women who worked at Lee. They were having lunch together one day, and one of the employees had just lost her mother-in-law to breast cancer. One by one, going around the table, they realized that each of them knew somebody that had been affected by the disease. They felt like they needed to, and they wanted to do something about this. And at the same time, Lee management had challenged the marketing team to come up with something, some type of program, so that they could give back to their number one consumer, which is women. After doing focus groups and research, looking at many causes, they looked at literacy, heart disease, many, many other causes that are important to people. But breast cancer continued to rise to the top as what was important to these women.
Yeah.
So with that information, they enlisted the help of our PR agency to come up with a program that was relevant to our business, which is denim, of course.
Yeah.
And they wanted to come up with a program that individuals could feel like they were making a difference. They didn't want to go to corporations and have them write a big check to the cause. They wanted individuals to feel like they were doing something to make a difference in the cause. So out of all that was born the original Go Casual for a Cause program.
Fantastic. It's just so great to see a company like Lee stepping up and now, you know, 15 years that the campaign's been going on. Nancy, we heard earlier that you've been involved for 10 years now. So how did you get involved in the campaign and tell us about your role in kind of planning and executing this national campaign?
Well, okay, I was actually involved from day one in 1996. I worked with another company as a project manager, and that company was packing the kits for all the teams that registered to participate in Denim Day. And from that position, I came on board with Lee in 2000 and was asked to oversee the entire program. They had been using outside vendors to piece the program together from various sources, and they decided that it really needed to live under the Lee roof and have one person that was overseeing the whole program. So in 2000, I came on board with Lee, and I work with everyone from the beneficiaries, Cancer Support Community, EIF, the PR agency. I work with the call center that takes the calls from the 800 number. I work with the fulfillment team that works to get the kits out. I work with the actual participants calling in with questions or needing information about the program. And I can just say that this program hits very close to home for me. My sister's a 2-time survivor, so when I was challenged with coming on board, it was something that I wanted to step right in and do to in honor of my sister, number one, and all the women out there that are facing this disease. So it's been a very rewarding position, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
That's fantastic, Nancy. And we're really proud to be a part of it as well and proud to be a new partner in Denim Day this year. And I know that in the past, a good portion of the efforts have focused on funding research. So, and we're obviously a support organization in 50 communities around the country. So, talk a little bit about why you thought it was important to bring a community kind of support services partner into the mix on Denim Day.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want everyone to know that we are thrilled to have Cancer Support Community as a beneficiary new this year with our other programs. In the past, we had worked very hard to get the piece of awareness, and over the first 10 years, we really felt like we had tackled that. You can't go a day, especially in October, without hearing something about breast cancer and knowing your own body and getting checked and so forth. So once we felt like we had that piece tackled, we moved on to research and joined forces with the Entertainment Industry Foundation, and we are thrilled to be supporting some specific research projects, which I'm sure Craig will talk about in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But with the Cancer Support Community, we feel like we are filling that gap of support in the local communities across the country. The Cancer Support Community brings a robust network of affiliates and we're able to address the social and the emotional element of those people that are dealing with a diagnosis and treatment and recovery. So it is finishing up the puzzle by adding that piece.
Perfect. Excellent. Excellent. And, you know, again, I think, you know, we've got these 50 centers around the country where we're doing support groups, educational programs, nutrition, exercise. All of these services are free to women with breast cancer, to their family members and loved ones, and also to people with all cancers. So the support that we're receiving through Lee and through the Denim Day campaign is only going to go towards providing even more support services to more women with breast cancer and other cancers in these communities across the country. So it is exciting. Nancy, I want to give folks a sense of kind of the scope of this campaign. So can you give us a sense of how many people participate in Denim Day each year, and maybe some fun examples of how people are celebrating Denim Day in their schools or in their homes around the country?
Sure. Each year we have hundreds of thousands of people participate in Denim Day. And so over the past 15 years, I mean, that totals up to millions of people that have participated in the program. We start reaching out to people in June to register teams. We reach out to them with emails and through a public service announcement in print. We do social media strategy, and we have teams that sign up from all these avenues, and we offer them on our website ideas of how they can conduct their event in their either workplace or school, or we have people that have virtual teams. We have people that write in and send us pictures of their potluck lunches, their lunch and learn events. We have people that have contests where they either invite people to come up with the most creative way to wear their pink, who can wear the most pink, men in pink. It just runs the gamut of the creativity that people put in putting their events together. Schools have classes that compete for the highest participation. They pit one class against each other to see who can get the most donations. What is so great about Denim Day is that you can make it your own, whether you're a company, a church group, a sports group, or you just have friends and family spread out across the country. You can make it your own and do what works for your team.
Absolutely.
You can make it as simple as wearing your denim and pink ribbon. We've had people that have called wanting to know what the date is a year out so they can book a band for their event.
Fantastic.
So there's, the options are endless.
Endless. And I know that if folks go to denimday.com, they can certainly see all those fun and creative ideas. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking today about Lee National Denim Day. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
This is Kim Tibaldo with Frankly Speaking About Cancer. Today we're talking about Lee National Denim Day, a national campaign to raise important funds for breast cancer research and support. And we are pleased today that our episode is brought to you in part by Morphotech and Novartis Oncology. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're talking about the Lee National Denim Day campaign, a fundraising initiative which the cancer support community is so pleased to be a part of. I am here with Craig Sitchi, who is the program officer at the Entertainment Industry Foundation in Los Angeles. The Entertainment Industry Foundation, or EIF, is, along with the Cancer Support Community, a beneficiary of Lee Denim Day and uses the funds raised through the campaign to fund important research through their women's cancer programs. So, Craig, tell us a little bit more about the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Let's start there, get some background on when and why the foundation was established, and then we can talk a little bit more about the campaign.
Sure. Thanks again, Kim, for having me. The Entertainment Industry Foundation was created in 1942 by Hollywood icons Samuel Goldwyn and Humphrey Bogart, James Cagney, and the Warner Brothers. And since then, it's grown into pretty much the leading charitable organization of the entire entertainment industry. We harness the collective power of the industry to raise awareness and funds for creative and critical health, education, and social issues in order to make a really positive impact in our community and throughout the nation. Some of the things that we focused on with our funding and our support have addressed some of the most pressing needs of our time. Our first grants were directed to wartime agencies like the USO and the American Red Cross. Again, that was in the 40s and 50s. We've also provided funding to create awareness and to help eradicate childhood polio. Fast forward to today, we support various health issues such as diabetes, smoking cessation, as well as education and veterans programs. Our commitment to cancer research is deep. Our groundbreaking project called Stand Up to Cancer is currently in its third year. We also promote service and volunteerism through our initiative called I Participate, and of course, to breast cancer research through this campaign, Lee National Denim Day.
Wow, fantastic. Boy, you're covering a lot of the landscape there on so many important issues, Craig, and it's great to get that background. You know, there are a lot of great charities out there and many good causes, but a lot of times folks make donations and aren't clear on how their money's being used or where their money's going. So tell us how each donation to Denim Day helps make a difference in the fight against breast cancer.
Well, you know, $5 goes a long way these days, I think, especially when you're talking about an important issue like breast cancer. Through our own women's cancer programs, we're committed to saving lives by raising awareness about the importance of early detection of breast cancer and reproductive cancers, and to provide funds for the advancement of treatment research and early detection methods, and of course supporting community programs such as Cancer Support Community, which assists millions of women and their families at the risk of cancer or affected by it. Funds from Denim Day, however, support three main initiatives. First, through our lead translational breast cancer research program, researchers are investigating approaches for targeted therapies to further improve outcomes and develop less toxic treatments for women who are undergoing cancer treatment. Second, our Women's Cancer Research Fund supports a team of top researchers across the country who are working to identify biomarkers in the blood, which will hopefully identify the presence of breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stage. This research hopefully will one day lead to a blood test to detect breast cancer.
Yeah.
It's a game changer for women. And, of course, Denim Day will support Cancer Support Community and its nationwide affiliate network to benefit women who are in treatment, recovery, and survival, just as you mentioned before.
So we're really, from when this funding started, Craig, to now, we're really seeing some advances in this research. Can you tell us a couple of examples of some of the places where the research is taking place?
Absolutely. You know, for our Lee Labs, under the direction of Dr. Dennis Lehman at UCLA, these labs can be found at Vanderbilt University, with Dr. Carlos Arteaga at Johns Hopkins, with Dr. Stephen Balin. Dr. Joan Brugge is at Harvard, Dr. Fumi Olapade is at University of Chicago, and Drs. Kent Osborne and Rachel Schiff are at Baylor. That's for the Lee Labs, which are helping to identify less toxic treatments. For our biomarker project, this is led by the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle and includes partner researchers at a variety of educational and academic institutions, the Lawrence Berkeley National Labs, California Institute of Technology, Baylor, MIT, MD Anderson, Harvard, University of Southern California, UCLA, and a few others.
Wow. Wow. Really, some really fantastic institutions that are doing the research. And I think, that, you know, Craig, one of the interesting things to me about this kind of partnership of funding, so the dollars going to the research and then the dollars coming to cancer support community, you know, obviously we're all we want to see dollars going towards a cure. We want to advance research, like you said, you know, blood tests to detect cancer. We want to detect it earlier. We want to look for cures. But we also know that some of those, you know, some of those successes and landmarks are still a little bit of a ways away. And we certainly know that there are many, many women today who are facing a breast cancer diagnosis, who need support, who need resources, who need a community of hope. And so they're getting that kind of community today through the cancer support community, and they're getting the hope of the research for tomorrow through the Lee Labs that are being funded, you know, through the campaign. So I think, Craig, you agree that that kind of combination of funding allows people to have an impact today and also impact the future.
Oh, absolutely. We couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I know that, so obviously the name of the group is the Entertainment Industry Foundation, so you guys are out there in L.A. connected to a lot of folks in that industry, and I know that you were able to connect with Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives and to bring her in as the Denim Day ambassador this year. So tell us about her connection to cancer and kind of her involvement with the campaign.
Well, honestly, she's been an incredible ambassador for this campaign. I think from the minute you meet her, you can feel her dedication and support to this cause. I think she mentioned, Felicity mentioned, that not only does this campaign raise the millions of dollars needed for the promising research being done today, but it also kind of underscores the unwavering commitment of Lee Jeans, which is embracing this cause and impacting so many around the country. I think this is really hit home for her. You know, I know that she has sisters and friends who have been, you know, who have really had breast cancer be a part of their lives, and really hopes that a lot of women around the country can benefit from this campaign.
Yeah, I have to say I had the privilege of being with you, Craig, and with Felicity Huffman in Kansas City for the kind of big launch of the campaign and kind of you know, on October 8th, which was Denim Day, and it was an extraordinary day. And she's really an extraordinary human being, and you could really feel her passion for this. You know, as you said, so many women in her family, women around her. She wants to advance the research. She wants to, you know, she had so many great questions for me about support services and how women are getting access to care and what the financial barriers are. And, you know, you could really get a sense that, you know, that she was really concerned about this.
Absolutely. You know, I think also she's just been a great addition to our whole family of ambassadors who have supported this program over the years. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, her commitment even goes beyond this campaign.
Yeah. Craig, let's just talk for a minute about the 8th, because it really, Friday, October 8th, was a pretty extraordinary day for us, I think, in Kansas City. We all had a chance, folks from cancer support community, and I, you know, I want to give a shout out to, you know, we have an affiliate in development there, Gilda's Club there in Kansas City, that will open right in the beginning of 2011 to provide free support services in Kansas City. So we're thrilled about that. So we had a chance to have our Gilda's Club folks there. We came in from Washington. You guys came in from L.A. With Lisa, the head of the Entertainment Industry Foundation, Lisa Paulson, and with Felicity. And maybe, Craig, you could just talk for a minute about that day and about the celebration, because it was so exciting.
You know, I think it was. It was so meaningful, number one, to be in Lee's backyard and really to meet the employees and all the people that make this campaign possible. You know, I think with a company like Lee, having its employees really embrace this project, I think it says a lot about the company as well as its employees. You know, cancer affects so many people around the country. I don't know really of anybody who hasn't been affected in one way or another by cancer. And I think just showing this community of people who care and kind of like a collective heartbeat that supports this cause was really impressive. And I, you know, give all my hats off to Lee for really pushing this campaign for so many years that it has.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was a real pleasure being out there and you know, with the Lee folks, and I had a chance to be there at the Lee headquarters, and boy, they do quite a celebration for Lee Denim Day, as you can imagine. Everyone decked out in their jeans and their pink, and I had a chance to tour the Lee Museum there and really meet a lot of folks, and frankly a lot of folks there at Lee who themselves have been touched by cancer.
Sure.
And to spend some time with the CEO and just really see firsthand you know, their commitment to this. And we know that even though Denim Day was the 8th, that you know, we have folks hosting Denim Day activities throughout the entire month of October, and folks are still sending in their donations and contributions from the 8th, and we encourage those, you know, who have participated to do that. If you go to denimday.com, you can learn more about some other opportunities to give. If you kind of missed out on organizing a team at your office, you can still make a donation at denimday.com. You can donate to our team. And then also, you know, we're going to give you a chance to start to think about next year and to get signed up for 2011 as well. So we would really encourage folks to visit denimday.com and make a donation to the campaign. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer, and today we are talking about an important campaign that we're involved with. It's Lee National Denim Day. It's an event dedicated to the fight against breast cancer. And October, as we all know, everything's painted pink, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the funds raised through this campaign are going to support tremendous research that's happening at top institutions across the country to improve our ability to detect the disease, improve our ability to treat and manage the disease, and hopefully eventually lead towards a cure. Funds are also supporting our work at the cancer support community, and so that we can serve women with breast cancer and their loved ones and families at 50 centers across the country. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The cancer support community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the cancer support community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355. Or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
If you are a first-year mom or maybe a mother-to-be, tune in every week for From Here to Maternity. Your host, Janet Markovitz, will answer some of those questions that others won't. Learn what to ask your professional and when to ask it. We'll take a look at the latest products for new moms and future moms. We're here to support you and answer your questions in this special and sometimes difficult time. From Here to Maternity is broadcast live every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, your host, and today we've been talking about Lee National Denim Day, a fundraising initiative that the Cancer Support Community is proud to be a part of in 2010. Earlier in the program, we spoke with Nancy White of Lee Jeans about how Denim Day has grown over the past 15 years to raise almost $85 million for the fight against breast cancer. We've also heard from our friend out in L.A., Craig Sitchie of the Entertainment Industry Foundation, about how funds raised by Denim Day benefit some of the nation's leading research institutions. Now I'd like to welcome to the program Lauren Boniface, who is a volunteer for the Cancer Support Community's Young Leadership Council in New York City. She brought Lee Denim Day to her own workplace and led a great team on October 8th. So, Lauren, so let's start by having you tell us a little bit about the Cancer Support Community's Young Leadership Council and really about how you got involved in that effort.
Sure. Well, you know, our Young Leadership Council is really just a group of young professionals in New York City who are really focused on representing a new generation of, you know, interested community people and people who want to give back. So we're just trying to be a part of the cancer support community and advance the cause of social and emotional support for people living with cancer.
Fantastic. And, you know, I just have to give a shout-out to the entire Young Leadership Council. They're an amazing, motivated, inspired, and inspiring group of young professionals in New York who are doing some wonderful things to support the work of the cancer support community. And I have to say we're so honored to have them as a part of our organization and so grateful for all of their support. So tell us, Lauren, how did the YLC, the Young Leadership Council, contribute to Denim Day this year? And do you think this is, you know, kind of a good fit for the YLC for the kinds of activities that they do?
Absolutely. So this year, basically what we did is we kind of broke down into a subcommittee and we focused on a list of people who had participated last year, you know, be them individuals or organizations, you know, companies, schools, et cetera, and just kind of reached out to them to ensure that they were participating again this year and kind of get them re-encouraged and excited about the day. And then once that, you know, once we kind of went through that list, we kind of tapped our own personal and professional networks to kind of add to the participants here in New York and really make it a focus of the committee. And as you mentioned, you know, I'm very honored to be a part of the Young Leadership Committee because they really are focused, driven, and motivated. And we come from so many different professions that we do have a vast network here so that we really reached into that, you know, did our best to spread the word and, you know, raise funds for this Lee National Denim Day, which, you know, as we talked about earlier with Nancy and Craig, is just a phenomenal fundraising event.
Yeah, it really is tremendous, and we were just so impressed by the Young Leadership Council reaching out to their employers, to the companies that they work for, to get teams signed up. In fact, Lauren, I know you were a Denim Day team coordinator for your own company this year. You know, how did you approach your employer to host a Denim Day in the office? You know, how did you tell us about some of the things that you guys did in the office to celebrate Denim Day and to get people motivated? Because I think that, you know, some folks listening today are maybe thinking, oh, I don't know if my, you know, if my boss will let us sign up, or I'm not sure kind of what we would do in the office. And so we'd love to hear, you know, from you, from a team coordinator, how you did it.
Well, I have to be honest, it is a little intimidating at first. You think, oh, gosh, what can I do? How can I get my company involved? You know, I work at a professional financial services firm, and, you know, we're very conservative, you know, wearing jeans to work. I mean, that's completely out of the question. So, you know, I just kind of went to my bosses and to my managers, and I said, look, you know you'll never let us go for the jeans. You know, can we wear pink? Can we do cookies in the cafeteria? Can we put up signs, et cetera? And I was so pleasantly surprised. Not only was it really easy to kind of approach the people and talk about it, but they were so excited to let us wear jeans and really participate, you know, to the full extent. And the employees here were just so excited. You know, wearing jeans is a really big treat for us. It was definitely a way to get people, you know, interested in participating. And I think in general, people really want to be a part of causes like this. You know, it's, as we talked before, it's such a great fundraiser. that I think people, you know, regardless of whether or not you can wear jeans, are excited to participate. So on top of people wearing jeans to work, you know, we had people in pink shirts and, you know, guys in pink socks and that kind of stuff. And, you know, when we went onto denimday.com to sign up, we got this starter kit, which was really great. It had all these posters and, you know, ideas on how to help us advertise the day. It also came with these great pink ribbon pins that we passed out to everyone. So it was, you know, an exciting vibe in the office. We had people in jeans. We had people in pink. We had the breast cancer pins. So it was just a really fun day for everyone.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And, you know, I know we heard from Nancy earlier from Lee about some of the different ways that teams around the country celebrate. And, you know, one of the questions we get sometimes is, we already have a casual dress policy in our office,
right.
So I'm already allowed to wear jeans. So, you know, what are we going to do here? How are we going to do this? And, you know, I think like you were saying, Lauren, that you know, a lot of folks say, well, there are other ways to do this even if you're allowed to wear jeans. Like you said,
exactly.
You can wear pink. You can have a contest. You can have a T-shirt decorating contest. You can wear ribbons. You can, you know, there are folks having bake sales and folks who we've seen great pictures of folks hanging jeans on clotheslines and hanging them outside of their offices. I know even one of our cancer support community affiliates had a denim fashion show as a fundraiser, and they had kind of a catwalk and folks walking down the catwalk in Lee jeans and denim jackets and pink. And so, you know, if folks go to the denimday.com website, you'll see there's a section of the site with all kinds of fun and creative ways to kind of honor and celebrate Denim Day. And as I said, it was October 8th this year. But we have teams and companies and schools who, you're not required to do Denim Day on the 8th. So you can kind of pick any date that you want. And we've got teams from around the country who are, you know, they're going to do their Denim Day on another day that maybe worked out better with their schedule. So, you know, folks are still doing activities. They're still going to the site and donating. Folks who did celebrate on the 8th, I know our team coordinators are going out there and you know, kind of making sure folks made their contributions so we can get those dollars in to support this good work. Lauren, what kind of feedback or reaction did you get from your colleagues around the office? I heard one person say that when they set up this Denim Day campaign in their office, that there were a couple people who they actually didn't even know were breast cancer survivors, who kind of stepped forward and said, "Oh, you know what? I'm actually a survivor," or "My mom had breast cancer," or "My sister had breast cancer," and it's also a way to kind of bring people out to talk about their cancer experience. And so did you find that it was kind of a bonding experience for the team?
I absolutely would say that. You know, I had a lot of people, you know, sending me emails thanking me for organizing such a fun day for the company, and also just saying, you know, listen, this is great. You know, I had so-and-so in my family, or my friend, or, you know, my sister-in-law, or, you know, however it may be, that had breast cancer and survived. And, you know, it was a great way for people to kind of come together. You know, you notice people kind of lingering a little bit longer near the coffee machine and, you know, kind of talking and just kind of relating their stories to one another. So not only were they, you know, really excited about participating in Lee National Denim Day and, you know, wearing their jeans, but they were really excited about having an opportunity to share their story. It's not something, you know, you can walk up to a person and necessarily open up a conversation about. So this was really a great way for people who don't really interact on a personal level to kind of connect more that way. So I think it really helped us not only as, you know, a firm come together, but as people come together. So it was really exciting for everyone.
Well, but and what about your own motivation, Lauren, to get involved?
Yeah.
To get involved with what inspired you? What why are you passionate about this cause?
Well, you know, I think Nancy also said this earlier. It's really hard to find someone who hasn't been personally affected by breast cancer. So when she was talking about how Lee Denim Day got started and, you know, it was these women sitting around a table, you know, I think that applies to almost everyone. So, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have survivors in my life. You know, I have a good friend who has beaten the disease and is in remission now, and as well as some family members who have struggled and, you know, and won. And that's encouraging, and it's important for people to know that if you do get diagnosed, you know, there's support like Gilda's Club and the cancer support community who can be there for you. And there are other people who are going through this struggle. So I think, you know, Lee National Denim Day is really a great way to kind of get that message out there.
Yeah, I do. We are finding that it does give folks a chance to talk about this, you know, in their communities, and it brings it out there. And Craig, we just have a minute or two till the break, but I just want to go back to, if folks are just joining us now, Craig, if you can quickly, I know there's so many things going on in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and people want you to give money here and give money there, and maybe not really understanding what the money's going to. Can you just give folks, Craig, a quick top line if they donate to Lee National Denim Day? I mean, it's, you know, we're talking about $5. I think that's like the latte factor today, right? So if folks make that contribution of $5 or $10 or, you know, whatever they decide to give, just give our listeners a quick overview of where those dollars are going.
Sure. I think, like you said, $5 does go a long way, but it's not nearly enough as to what we need to combat breast cancer, but we are making strides. Your $5 is supporting the best research in the country, both in terms of treatment research, finding less toxic, more effective treatments, as well as finding new screening techniques to find breast cancer in its earliest and most curable stages, and as well as supporting great community support organizations like yours. I think, like I said, $5 does go a long way. We need everybody to participate. It is a month-long campaign, but of course this is an ongoing issue throughout the year. Let's get excited for this year and next year.
Yeah, fantastic. And again, I just want to encourage folks to visit the denimday.com website. It's a great website. There's a lot of fun, really inspiring information on there, information about how you can donate, information about how to organize your team. We do feature a lot of kind of wild and fun things that people are doing across the country to celebrate Denim Day. Like we said, kind of the fun pink shirts and the clotheslines of jeans and the bake sales and all the great things that are that are happening around the country to really pull these teams together. And it is a great way to support those in your own community who have cancer and also make a contribution towards advancing the tremendous breast cancer research that's happening across the country. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. And we are talking today about Lee National Denim Day, which is a fundraising and awareness campaign to benefit breast cancer research, support funding programs, women's cancer programs through the Entertainment Industry Foundation, and also helping to fund our own support programs at 50 affiliates across the cancer support community. So we're thrilled to be a part of this. We're just going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer, it's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you a breakaway from cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The cancer support community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the cancer support community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355. Or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm your host, Kim Tibaldo. Throughout the episode, We've been talking about Lee National Denim Day. It is a national fundraising and awareness initiative now in its 15th year, benefiting breast cancer research and support services across the country. October, as we all know, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so there's no better time for you to get involved and to make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. And this is such an easy way to do it. $5 goes a long way in just through those $5 donations over the years. The campaign has raised and distributed more than $85 million. So your $5 can make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. I'm here today. I've just had great conversation today. We've got Craig Cicci, who is Program Officer for the Entertainment Industry Foundation out in L.A., and a beneficiary of the Lee National Denim Day campaign. And we have Lauren Boniface, who's a member of the Cancer Support Community's Young Leadership Council and a Denim Day team leader in New York. And just, again, a quick shout-out to our Young Leadership Council. They're a group of young, motivated, dynamic professionals in their 20s and 30s in New York who come together to help raise awareness and raise funds for the cancer support community. And this Denim Day was really a great opportunity for them to reach out to their workplaces and to their employers to get them involved in the campaign. So, Lauren, let's just go back for a minute and go back over, you know, really how easy it was for you to organize Denim Day in your office. As we said earlier, it can feel a little intimidating. But if folks are thinking about maybe signing up for Denim Day or trying to put a campaign together, you know, how can they get started? How did you talk to your employer? What were some of the key messages that you took to them to agree to get them to sign up for the campaign?
Well, I think the first thing that you really have to do is go to the Denim Day website. It's really helpful. It's packed full of information, you know, sample emails, statistics, information about where the funds go, information about how Lee Denim Day got started, and, you know, Nancy's experience with running that whole thing. And then, it deals, again, with Craig and the Entertainment Foundation and how they really work together and, you know, do the research for breast cancer. So I think Denim Day is really step one of this process. And I think, you know, step two is just kind of, you know, being open and honest. And, you know, having that kind of communication with your, you know, your bosses or your managers or the president or of your company or whomever it may be, and just saying, you know, this is something that I'm really passionate about. I would like to do this. I think it would be a great event for, you know, our company and our employees. And it truly is. It really was a great way for everyone to be involved in a good cause. And like we had said earlier, everybody knows someone who's affected by breast cancer. So this is really an easy way, you know, the $5 latte donation to get involved and really make a fun day for people in the office. And I think it really is a good way, as we talked about also, to bring people together and share their stories and, you know, give that open forum and that dialogue and get it going between people. And for our company in particular, it worked out so well. You know, I received lots of emails just thanking me for organizing such a great day. And, you know, people came to me and said, you know, oh, thank you. I'm doing this donation in honor of, you know, my mother, my sister, my best friend, et cetera. And it was just really a great experience all around.
Wow. It's just fantastic. And, again, I think folks are intimidated. They should know that look, this can be done. Everybody knows somebody who's been touched by breast cancer, and this is a great way for us to recognize those folks, honor those folks, and really contribute to some resources that are going to help them in their journey. Craig, I know we hear from companies who are all across the spectrum, folks who say, oh, well, we already have, you know, we have kind of a casual attire in our office already, so we can already wear jeans, so what are we going to do? Or companies who say, no, you know what, this is a more formal work environment, we're not going to allow for the jeans, it's really not going to work here. What do we say to folks who are kind of confronting those challenges in the workplace?
Well, it's not just a matter of wearing jeans. Of course, we all love our Lee jeans, and we want to wear them to work, and if we can, you know, great for us. But there's so many other things that people can do to show their support for the National Denim Day. If your employer doesn't permit jeans, or if you have to wear a uniform to work, or whatever the case may be, you know, you can have different activities at your workplace to support the National Denim Day. You can have events, you can have carnivals, you can have auctions, you can just have employee volunteerism days. Anything that will bring light to the cause itself. I think Nancy spoke earlier of a lot of different things that companies are doing for it. You can also support other teams. I know Felicity Huffman has a team that she does through her her work with Desperate Housewives called Desperate to Help. You can visit their team by visiting denandday.com, find a team and enter Desperate to Help, and you can find their team and donate to their team as well. So you can even donate to your friends and family. You can text. There's so many ways to participate. You know, if in fact you can't wear jeans or if you already do, make sure you get Lee jeans, though.
How do people text, Craig?
How do they text?
Yeah, I mean, if they want to text, what do they text to make
they a donation? They text the word denim, D-E-N-I-M, to 50555. And that $5 donation will be added to your next cell phone bill. So if you have a cell, just text the word denim to 50555.
Fantastic. Excellent. Excellent. You know, I also know, Lauren and Craig, you can jump in here as well. You know, we're confronted with a lot of these kinds of, you know, giving opportunities, other, you know, denim campaigns or jean campaigns or, you know, other things that are happening. And again, I think that folks, you know, might want to know, well, why should I do this campaign as opposed to some other things that are happening? What makes Denim Day different? I'll start with you, Lauren. There's some things that kind of jumped out about the campaign that kind of motivated you and you think kind of motivated your workplace?
You know, I think, you know, in general, my workplace is really just motivated by the fact that this is such a successful campaign. You know, they've been around for such a long time. They have a storied history of raising funds, and you know that these dollars are going to work in support of your cause. So, you know, coming to them with such, you know, like a company like Lee, it's that garners a lot of support. And I think, again, as we said, you know, breast cancer is such a prevalent disease, and it's unfortunate that so many women are affected by it, and I think everybody wants to help. And I think that everybody really wants to be a part of something where they know they can make a difference. And their $5, you know, won't just go to, you know, who knows what, but it will really go towards, you know, the support of people with this disease, towards a cure, making a difference. And I think that was a really key point for us.
You know, I also think, I mean, we certainly love it when companies out there participate in the campaign and the companies themselves want to make a contribution, or some companies say, oh, well, you know, we'll match whatever our employees donate. And we certainly love it when the companies step up. But the bottom line is all you have to do as a company is say yes. You know, you're not making, you don't have to make any financial commitment to the campaign. You're basically saying yes, that we can kind of pull the campaign together in our workplace, ask folks to give that $5. And so I think through the campaign, we've tried to make it really easy for employers. I mean, we know, I think this is kind of the perfect campaign, especially in a difficult economy. You know, we're not putting a big financial burden on the company. We're not putting a big financial burden on the individuals, you know, $5 donation. So it just seems to be like really accessible. It seems to be a campaign that everybody can do, that everybody can participate in, you know, in a way that, like we said, those $5 donations have added up over these years to $85 million. And I think when folks hear that, they're just kind of blown away by the fact that my $5 can go into that pot towards $85 million to support breast cancer research and support services, you know, around the country. But, you know, Craig, what are you hearing in terms of, I mean, you guys are involved in obviously a lot of campaigns around the country. How does this one kind of, you know, rise up and differentiate itself?
Well, I think, you know, I think you're right. We do a lot of different campaigns. This is one of our hallmark initiatives, however. You know, based on the research that this supports, based on the organizations that this supports, I think it does stand out. You know, the whole research component of our funding is based on a team model. Just as you are with the company team for Lee National Denim Day, our researchers are working in teams as well. And it's a unique model. We highly encourage cross-collaboration among labs because we know there's many researchers who are working on the same things, and it's always such a competitive environment. Research is that we really wanted to promote collaboration, and that's, I think, what sets this apart from so many other campaigns, not just for cancer, but just health campaigns in general, that we are promoting cross-lab collaborations, and, you know, it's going to help speed up the research, I think, and really give an outlet for researchers to talk to each other and really make advances quickly.
And Craig, we're getting to the end of the show here, but unfortunately, because we're having a lot of fun. But if folks aren't able to put a whole team together, or if they're just looking for a quick way, right now as they're listening to make their $5 contribution, even if they can't pull together a denim day in their workplace right now, or you know, or in 2010, and maybe are thinking, well, maybe I'll do that in 2011. But what are some quick ways that I could give my $5 now? Could you just outline a couple of those ways that folks could quickly, through texting or online, make that donation?
Absolutely. The first thing to do is go to denimday.com. You can make a donation right through that website. Either find a team that you like, or you can make a straight donation to Lee National Denim Day. And again, the second way to contribute is by texting the word denim, D-E-N-I-M, to 50555. And that $5 donation will be added to your next cell phone bill. It's really easy and something that just about anyone can do. And it's going, like I said, to amazing research and support for people with cancer, breast cancer.
That's fantastic. I want to thank all of you for being here today. Thank Nancy from Lee and Craig from the Entertainment Industry Foundation and Lauren from our Young Leadership Council in New York for all that all of you have done to make this a success. We're so grateful to Lee for the campaign and so grateful for our partnership with the Entertainment Industry Foundation. We would encourage folks to go and visit www.denimday.com. It's not too late to start a team, to make a donation. We are accepting donations, in fact, through December 31st, through the end of the year. So we'd love to still have you participate and make your donation right now. If you'd like to learn more about the Cancer Support Community's many free services that we are offering, we've got 50 centers around the country, 100 satellite locations, where we're doing support groups, educational programs, nutrition, exercise for women with breast cancer, for their family members, and, in fact, for people with all cancers. You can visit cancersupportcommunity.org, or you can give us a call at 888-793-9355. We would love to hear from you and love for you to take advantage of our many free resources. So thanks again. Great show talking about Denim Day. And until next time on Frankly Speaking About Cancer, be well. Do well, live well.
Thank you for joining us for Frankly Speaking About Cancer with your host, Kim Tibaldo. We're here for you every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. In the meantime, stay connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.